Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Peter Su Hu on December 15, 1979, by Sue Ellen Chan. Mr. Su Hu, would you please tell us a little bit about your parents or grandparents' background, where they came from?
My parents were born here in Los Angeles, both of them. And they both went to USC. They were very active in civic service in Los Angeles, and let's see. My father was very active as far as forming a band. They were active in church, and they also left an orchestra, Chinese group tour. He was involved. Fundraising during the war, Chinese, against the Japanese. They're very active. United China Relief. My grandmother on my father's side was born in Victoria. I didn't realize that until just recently. And my other three grandparents were born in China.
Approximately when your grandfather was born?
Oh, gosh. He was 86 years old when he passed away. That was in 1950. I just don't remember.
Did you ever ask your parents about how did your grandfather meet your grandmother?
No. My mother's side, I have no idea. I think they met in China.
And how about your father's side?
My father's side, my grandfather must have met my mother in Ventura or something. Whereas I can figure.
And when did they come to Los Angeles?
Mei Wong can answer that.
Okay.
Perhaps my other aunts on my mother's side can answer that. I don't know if you can follow me.
No.
She would know more about my grandparents.
Mm-hmm. And do you know your grandfather's occupation?
On my mother's side, he was herbalist. Very successful.
What's his name?
Tom Miller. Father's side, my grandfather was a merchant and just had a store in China. In the station. Just general goods as far as I can tell.
Is your grandfather on your mother's side, Mr. Leon, was the herbalist in Los Angeles?
Yes, He had a three-story house, so he built a three-story house, Chico Boulevard, which is no longer a residential. But at that time, it was a very beautiful house. He used to entertain a lot of students from China, students from the city. And it seemed to be a focal point in the old days. People came to him for advice, guidance. So,
mainly
Caucasian. Yeah. And in those days, herbalists were not looked upon as very legitimate. So every so often, a problem came along. That's only because of herbs.
Did you ever visit his store?
I practically lived with him because my mother, we lived a couple blocks away. When my mother was working, and most of them were so I felt like that.
Yeah, you say your mother actually worked in the store?
No, my mother worked at the Chinese consulate during the Persian trip. She ended up at the consulate before she retired. 1933 or so until 1960 or so. So she rose from being secretary to vice president. My father worked for Water and Power.
For how many years?
1925 to 1945.
He must be one of the first.
He was the first Oriental citizen.
When he was still there?
Electrical. But it wasn't really wasn't something he enjoyed. Actually, something he enjoyed was promoting jobs to confine, so he had other outlets for Chinatown to go after. But he passed away from the farm. So he was a young man. Mm-hmm. I thought he was cured and tranquilized.
So when he was promoting his Chinatown, he was supported by mainly Caucasians or Chinese or...
Financially?
Yes.
Oh yeah, financially supported by Water and Power. There really was no remuneration as far as developing Chinatown. He could have felt that he had to do no money, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'd be able to better. But he felt he was strong. Well, I don't see too much of it anymore. Not really much. Living up for us.
Did he ever discuss or tell you about the situation with the water department? Was tough,
he didn't.
Or
it was confining for him. He didn't. It was a means to an end. It's something he studied in school, so he became. As far as he was more of a leader, rather than someone who could not follow in that capacity. Or in power, the time that he passed away, he's not a boss. He just got a promotion just before he passed away. It really wasn't something like that.
Did he find a job right away from graduate from school?
Yeah, I believe so. He graduated from 1925. And I guess in those days, jobs were really
And your mother was born in?
Born in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And so she was working before she was married or?
Oh no, She was, they both had gone to SC. Back in the that's what they
were. Was she through?
I don't know. Sorry.
And so she later, during the Depression, you were working for the
General Council. Yeah, right.
She speaks Chinese.
She speaks Cantonese. And then she, as time went on, because of the consul, she was speaking Cantonese. She speaks Cantonese. But we never spoke Chinese.
So when you were young, you did speak Chinese?
I spoke a lot to my grandmother. I had a private tutor in Chinese for my two cousins. But the fact that we never spoke around the house, I didn't have a problem.
Can I ask you, when were you born?
1926.
In China, in your town,
Los Angeles? No, yeah, in Los Angeles, in Alvarado, Sunset.
And so you said that you visit your grandfather very often.
Yeah, from Sunset and Alvarado, we moved to 12, 11th Durham, which is about 2 blocks.
At that time, your grandfather on your father's side still alive?
He was alive in 1951.
So he still kept that grocery store?
No, he kept that until the Union Station was torn down. Mm-hmm. The Union Station was torn down in 1935, 1936.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever visit his store?
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Customer, five sisters, two brothers, three brothers at one time. And we went there every Sunday.
Do you remember the stores? You know,
oh yeah, I do. I remember very, very well. Third Rose. I've got a picture of it that someone drew of the grandfather's store. Mm-hmm. I remember very well. Actually, it was a very depressed area where people didn't realize it and weren't happy. And a different approach to life.
So your grandfather always the one in charge of the whole store, or any brother, sister?
Well,
help?
My grandfather was blind, so he got around on it. Some daughters helped him. See, all that kind of information. I was 4 or 5 years.
Do your grandfather live in the store, or they have a separate house?
No, they lived all in the same store. In fact, there may have been another location that they lived that I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the store location?
No, it's on Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the street it was on.
Selling mostly Chinese goods.
Yeah.
So when you were young, you what school you attend?
Well, grade schools were Kent Street School, Corrective Junior, Polytechnic, USC.
Did you ever go to Chinese school?
I had just a tutor.
Just a tutor.
Yeah. I never felt like I was in a position to go to Chinese school per se, but I didn't understand it. So I always felt that I needed something special too. And it helped a little, but.
Like how many hours of reading?
Well, if it's just 2 hours, I guess it's
3 years. Did your brother and sister ever?
I have one sister, and she never went.
You have only one sister?
Yeah. She lives at home. Yeah. No, she didn't go to church. Mm-hmm. So she's in the worst position in my life. She left.
So, do you remember when you were at school, especially elementary school? You were different from other students, or were there many Chinese students?
Grade school or junior high, there was a lot of Chinese. My cousin was in junior high, and in grade school. In high school, there was a large group of Chinese. Those are basically still my friends. Mm-hmm. When I socialized, and we had a nice fun group. No, I didn't really care. Not really. I didn't pay much attention to that.
And when you visit your grandfather and your mother's side store, mother's side.
That is Herb?
Yeah, Herbal Shop. And do you remember that anybody helped your grandfather in the sewer? Or he's the only one? Do you remember?
No, he had a lot of help. Yeah. Well, we all had all kinds of domestic help. Cook. I think a lot of people helped him, but he was a doctor. When he passed away in 1931, his son was talking about the death of the Depression. This all took place in the Depression. We're very close, but not physically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He lives on the
south. And he, since then, he took over the business, and he continued.
He continued it until he actually, that became just a sideline. That during the Depression, but after a while, he got into it.
But he still kept the business.
The business. He kept the business up until about the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Was the business good?
During the Depression years, it was. A lot of Caucasians. Got to the point where after it,
why it changed, do you know?
Changing attitudes. Okay. I don't know.
And most people
and also
are
couldn't get her over to China. Communist.
So they got the herb mainly from mainland China.
Yeah, one time.
In those years. And did your grandfather or your uncle ever make their own like special medicine pills or?
All I saw them do was put it together, all the herbs.
They don't have a special machines in the back or?
All I know is they have a huge room. Full of herbs, joy, names of the book, and all that makes it all better.
So, how many uncle and aunt you have on your mother's side?
Quite a few. My mother and she had two sisters, and there were five girls. Both sides.
Only one son, the elder one, took up again the others, and the others never.
No, the others went out and worked elsewhere.
So, all those years when you were at school, there were not many Chinese around at school, so you were mainly associated with Americans?
Yeah, when I was in school. Not outside of school.
Yeah, outside of school you were with Chinese?
I was at home mainly. Well, we were in Chinatown. Once it was built, we rented a store. We still went to Chinatown.
So when you were kids, you played with your sister, and did you have any?
Yeah, but my cousin.
So, did you feel you're more Chinese or American?
I don't think I felt pretty much Chinese.
you speak Chinese at home?
No.
When you were...
Oh, this is my other daughter.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. We're talking about you speak Chinese at
home.
Oh,
no. Except with my grandmother.
Not even with your parents?
My parents didn't speak very much Chinese. They didn't speak Chinese to me when we were at the house. But they were capable of speaking Chinese. Especially my father. He was very active in gym life. I guess they had meetings all the time. But no, I didn't speak to Chinese. I feel very badly about it. This wasn't spoken in the house. Couldn't pick it up there. I could speak to my grandmother on my mother's side. She spoke Sanya. As soon as I got over to my grandfather, he could speak Sanya. My father's side, I learned it a long time.
Where are your grandparents, both your father and mother's side, from Canton, which you fix that, which county?
I really don't know. You have to talk to them. I'm sorry.
Yeah, both of Canton.
So, when anyone in your family got sick, do they prefer Chinese or medicine or American
medicine? Well, we
always
got very different kinds of Chinese. The one for cold remedy was terrible. Moji.
Never went and visited American doctors?
Not in the early years. First time I did was get my doctor. Mostly the home remedies. And it was mostly just the cold.
Do you ever taken any medicine-oriented food? Like cooked chicken with some special herbs or for winter times or something. In recreation, did your family prefer more Chinese things or going to Western movies or Chinese operas?
That almost scared me because they knew that they sure made them.
That's when you were about
5, 6 years.
So, do you know your family ever ride to China, the relatives there?
They may have one or two friends.
Did you remember that your family ever observed all these Chinese customs, especially during the holidays?
Yeah, very much so. Very much involved.
The whole family get together?
Yeah, both sides. Different times. Father's side.
Whenever there's a gathering, how many people in your side and how many people in the other side?
Yeah.
And special food?
Always Chinese.
Prepared?
Almost invariably.
You go to parade?
Yeah, I never went up there. My father. Usually my father.
He
performed a Chinese thing. Played everywhere in Chinese. So, Chinese parade, San Diego Fair, Santa Barbara Festival.
This is a marching band?
Uh-huh.
Did they ever play social things like dances?
Yeah, he had an orchestra. drum corps of young kids.
Do they have the name, do you know?
Well,
the band and the orchestra?
Yeah, they had it.
How many, how big is the school?
Well, the band was about. Most of it, the orchestra was, and two uncles on my mother, and three uncles on my mother's side. They were also in the
family. And they play usually in a nightclub or just for special social occasions? They play.
Primarily Chinese. I mean, they were play. They also played downtown. They had a they were engaged to kind of Orpheum theater one time. They used to have stage shows. They also maybe they were stage shows. They were part of it.
So actually, they were professional.
They were paid for it. They're doing it.
Do they play Chinese music or
no,
American music?
American music. All of them. They may play Chinatown or China Limehouse Blues, but it's still in China. It was very interesting. It's an exciting time. I don't think it was exciting for us to be so close. Sometimes we, not even that, but hint, or something. That was later on, late 50s, early 60s,
You do remember you celebrate American holidays as well?
Yeah. Four families to go one house, go to the next house, the next day.
So, did you or other that you know join any association in Chinatown? As I understand, your father was very active. Did he belong to any?
And then the New Chinatown Corporation, and they were formed to remove from the Union Station. This corporation was very active. My mother and father formed the China Society. I don't know what China Society was. It's composed mostly of Caucasians. They formed that in 1935.
1935?
I think that's when it was formed.
What's the purpose of them?
Well, to. In China, my father was president of the secretary for as long as I can remember. Once a month, years and years. And they have different speakers. I don't know if you're aware of the Chinese. I'm sure you are.
So what others, like you mentioned New Chinatown Cooperation, what I would assume the purpose of forming that is to build a new Chinatown.
Yeah, just to promote the community and to be able to get things done. In fact, actually, I'm now a member of the corporation, but the share, I'm sure we'll pass down to other communities. I think they didn't give any shares to my dad. And